On Monday, the Exactra EHK boys track and field team took on some tough competition at Carroll High School while finishing with a total of 35 points. The majority of those points came from Cash Amgarten, who earned first in the 100-meter and 200-meter dash, while tying for first in the high jump at 6 feet. Jonas Akane also helped out in scoring, finishing third in the 400-meter hurdles.
Yeah, it's an impressive meet. We saw a lot of 2A, 3A schools, a competition we don't normally see, but we stuck in there and we competed. I was really impressed with Cash in the high jump. He got second overall. He's still top 20 in the state in the high jump. It's pretty new to him. He just started jumping at the end of last season. He's just learning it this year, really. And then he kind of bounced back and ran an amazing 100, and he's top 10 in the state in that now. And then he came back in the 200, and he won that as well. And he's the top 5 time in the state of 1A. So we're getting there. Also, Jonas Lacane, he ran a 400 hurdle. He sub 60 two meets in a row after getting his wisdom teeth out. So it's going really well. All the team's doing really good. I'm just glad we're having some decent weather now.
Diving in to look at Cash Amgarten, he's an athlete who goes out and has a drive to be at the top of his events. Head coach Kevin Brown has seen Amgarten as a natural athlete who can be in the top 10 in the state in both the 100-meter and 200-meter dash.
Well, he's just a natural athlete all around, from football to basketball season to track. His success is just based on he's sticking with the lifting routine to his workouts that he's doing here. His attitude, he got a little taste of state last year, being a state medalist in the 200. So he has drive for not only the 200, he thinks he could be top 5 in the state in the 100. Also high jump, I think he can be a state medalist at that if we keep working. And then a new event that we're kind of pushing on him this year is the 400. So if we can get him down to the 51s, that will get him the state contention for a medal too. So keeping his head down, and he's working hard.
Coach Brown has also seen vast improvement from Alex Hansen, Bryce Brabham, Austin Rasmussen, and Eric Wilson. These four athletes continue to put in the work to see their times go down this season.
I mean, we have a junior in Alex Hansen who's putting an extreme amount of work to get faster. His splits have cut down 2 to 3 seconds from the 400 all the way down to the 100. He's showing vast improvement. We also have Bryce Brabham. He's a sophomore. He's working hard. Also, we have Austin Rasmussen in the 2 mile. He's cutting down 30, 40 seconds also all the way to the mile to the 800. We also have Eric Wilson, who's putting in a lot of work to get his times down too. So it'll be interesting to see in the next few weeks those guys putting together if we can get a sprint med going or a D med, see what our chances are getting the state arc. So we're pretty excited for that.
Exactra EHK is looking ahead to tomorrow at ACGC High School against local schools Audubon, Cam, and Panorama, as they look to get back up to the top of the team scores in their respective events. While tomorrow looks to be a bit windy, the Spartans are going to use that to their advantage.
The weather's looking like we have some gusts. It's supposed to be up to 40 miles per hour tomorrow afternoon, which kind of favors us because the track layout at ACGC is a west to east. With the wind coming out of the west, we're hoping that Cash can break 11 with the wind and possibly outside chance get him qualified for the Drake Relays in the 100. They don't have a 200 at Drake Relays, so he's just looking to improve on that time, break a school record again if he can. And then for the rest of the guys, it's just be out there to compete no matter what the conditions are.
Looking even further, the Spartans will have two meets next week with the Cam Classic on Tuesday at Atlantic and at Southwest Valley High School on Thursday. They're looking to be more competitive on the track to help earn some top results in their respective class.
Going into next week, we have two meets that are a little bit smaller in stature. So we go to Cam at the Atlantic meet, and then we have Southwest Valley. And both those meets only have 8 teams. So we've been to meets where it's been a really large amount of schools from 12 to 16. So when we go down to an 8-team field, we're looking to score more points, get some more medals, get the confidence up with those underclassmen. So next week, we're kind of looking forward to just being more competitive against the smaller schools versus the bigger 2A and 3A schools.
Exactra EHK travels to ACGC High School tomorrow with the meet starting at 4:30 p.m. I'm Zach Collins reporting.